Welcome to episode 14 of the South Carolina Pro Wrestling Report. It is Monday, March 12, 2018, and I'm your host, Heath Mulliken. Thanks for joining me as we look at pro wrestling across the Carolinas and into Georgia a little bit. First of all, I want to thank our sponsors, SOS Custom Tees. You need to go like their Facebook page right now. They do a contest every month. So if you like their page once, you're entered into a monthly contest, and you could win signed memorabilia, you could win a DVD, could win a t-shirt. You can go to their website, soscustomtees.com, and they have got the official merchandise of the Double Dropkick Show. If you're a wrestler and you're looking for somebody to do t-shirts for you at a reasonable cost, maybe you're a wrestler and you're not wanting to keep, you know, an inventory of 100 shirts, but you want a place where you can just direct your fans to go where they can immediately order a t-shirt and get fast, friendly service and get a t-shirt, not with somebody else's name on it, but a t-shirt with your brand on it, contact them, soscustomtees.com, the official sponsor of the Double Dropkick Show. So let's talk about what we're going to be looking at today in the show. I got results for you from Old Crow Pro in Greenville, 3 count. Pro wrestling at Blue Ridge High School in EWF up in Forest City. We're going to take a look ahead at this week's show, APW, Friday night in Chester, March 17th. And I got some news about Carolina's Wrestling Entertainment running March 17th in McCall, South Carolina. We're going to talk PWX, their recent announcement. Their huge news last week, but the big announcement, they're going to start running monthly PWX Pure Shows there at their new building, Hebron Hall in South Charlotte. And I want to talk to you about something pretty cool, something I'm proud and happy to be a part of, and that's the Battle Zone Wrestling social media pass. Behind the scenes this week for all of our great patrons, if you're not a patron, you can become one, doubledropkick.com. Click on the patron button, or you can go to patreon.com/doubledropkick. Behind the scenes this week, I'm going to have some behind the scenes notes from this weekend shows. Going to talk about what's the future hold for 3 count and Old Crow Pro. I'm going to tell you why I only gave my commentary last night a B-. We're going to do some indie wrestling math. I'm going to tell you who may be hearing from the South Carolina Athletic Commission. And as we always do behind the scenes, all the speculation, rumor, and innuendo in Carolina's wrestling, you don't want to miss. It's been a lot of fun. Got a lot of new patrons and want to thank each and every one of them for their support of this show. Hey, maybe you're listening to this and you're like, man, I really don't have time. There's so many really good podcasts out there, free podcasts like this one, who give results from shows. I don't really have time to listen. Hey, doubledropkick.com, it is your one-stop source for independent wrestling here in the Carolinas. You're going to find doubledropkick.com. You click on the events tab. You can see all the upcoming events in South Carolina. We're adding events all the time. Talk about those a little bit later. You can click on the results tab, and you can see the results of all the shows for the promotions that we cover. And we do limit, we cover every promotion in South Carolina that wants to be covered. I've had several that I've contacted that haven't got back to me, or anybody that runs in South Carolina, we cover them. And a few promotions in North Carolina, we've had promotions reach out to us. And I'm trying to keep the number of promotions we cover to a smaller number. I don't want to just read results. I want to follow the promotions. I want to be able to give you intelligent analysis of what's going on. So let's get to some of that analysis right now. Saturday night, Old Crow Pro was in Greenville, South Carolina, there at the Old Crow Barbershop on Wade Hampton Boulevard. Unfortunately, they were battling the rain out there, but a pretty good card put together. A lot of talent wrestling there that has not appeared in the upstate in quite a while. And if you follow behind the scenes, you know some of the let's say, trials and tribulations of getting this show together. But again, six matches. You had Zane Riley defeating Elijah Proctor. You had, to my knowledge, the two teams making their upstate debut, the Beautiful Bald Besties, coming off a huge win at OSCW against the Ugly Ducklings, defeating Project Tie-Dye. I believe that's James Johnson and Kevin Ray. You had Jackson James defeating a debuting Elijah Evans IV. I'm not sure. In my time here the last few years, I don't remember Elijah Evans IV wrestling in South Carolina. I know definitely not in the upstate that I'm aware of. You had Jeff Lewis Neal from the Rise Guys there at 903.3, the Planet, defeating Zuka King. And then you had Joshua Cutshaw coming out, and he defeated Jeff Lewis Neal. And in the main event, it was Ethan Case defeating Drew Adler in singles competition. Not sure. I've heard these videos will be available, but you can go on Facebook, check them out, Old Crow Pro. You can like their page. They're looking to run more shows there in Greenville, and I always say it, hey, more power to them. The more promotions, the better. The more opportunities guys have to work, that's best for everybody. And so hopefully, if they're running at the barbershop again, hopefully the weather is better for them next time. But it's always great to see a new promotion coming together and a good first show for them. Three Count Pro Wrestling was at Blue Ridge High School, fundraiser for the Blue Ridge track team. Several great matches. You had Jesse Barton, who just debuted back in September. So a young man who is trying to make his mark in Carolina's wrestling. And he defeated another young man making his debut for Three Count, a young man named Lance Glenshaw. So when you talk about two young men and they're trying to make their mark on Three Count, this was an outstanding opening bout. High energy, crowd very much into it. And when I say into it, I mean as soon as Lance Glenshaw came through the curtain, you could feel the disdain he had for the people there at Blue Ridge. And they gave it back to him. And it was Jesse Barton picking up a win, the win there. First singles victory of his young career. And I expect not only to see a lot more from these two young men, I expect that in a lot of ways their careers are going to be intertwined, especially there in Three Count. The Sons of Steel, one of the top tag teams in the Carolinas, in the Southeast. Longest reigning Three Count tag team champions in history. Mainly because they're the only Three Count tag team champions in history, but still, they had a tremendous 2017, looking to continue that momentum in 2018. Taking on the team of Bay, TK Stark and Josh Powers, and it was the Sons of Steel. In a barn burner. And just, if you go back, watch this match, it is textbook Sons of Steel. Now, there's been a lot of chatter on social media, a lot of chatter on Twitter, that this was a tainted victory for the Sons of Steel. There have been allegations that Boomer Payne used a chain in this match, that he's used a chain in lots of matches. And listen, those allegations are true. I've seen it. I've called his matches. And as we were on commentary the other night, the Scottish Prince Joshua Gillespie just asked a simple question. Boomer Payne is now, he's not even trying to hide the chain. He wears it around his neck. And how can the referee allow him to wear the chain around his neck? Well, here's the thing. Three Count officials went to Boomer Payne and said, you can't wear this chain. This is, listen, you can't wear a weapon around your neck. Boomer Payne pointed out the fact that three count pro wrestling heavyweight champion Loaded Guns Ken Magnum wears a necklace. He wears a necklace with a bullet on it. Ken Magnum's theme music, Bullet with My Name on It. Ken Magnum, he won't talk to me. He does not like me at all. He has said that. I haven't tried to get a one-on-one interview with him in quite a while. He has made his disdain for me very clear, very public. And quite frankly, I'm not going anywhere near Ken Magnum. But I do have it on good authority. Ken Magnum wears that necklace to really remind him of two things. Number one, it's a reminder every time he steps in the ring, somebody's gunning for him. Somebody's gunning for that three count title. And if Ken Magnum is not at his best, if he's not in the best shape, if he's not in the best mental situation, that it could be his last time in the ring as three count champion. It also is a reminder to Ken Magnum that out of nowhere and at any time against anybody, he can hit that full clip DDT. And he can walk out the champion. And so Boomer Payne argued to three count officials, hey, if you're not going to let me wear my jewelry, you got to tell Ken Magnum he can't wear his jewelry. Lawyers were involved. Listen, if you don't think that a 23-year veteran in the wrestling business like Boomer Payne doesn't have one of the best lawyers in Pittsburgh on retainer for situations like this, you are out of your mind. And so his lawyer got involved, and three count officials really couldn't do anything because, again, to tell Boomer Payne he cannot wear the necklace, the chain around his neck, they were going to have to tell Ken Magnum, their heavyweight champion. So when you got two of your champions saying, hey, I'm not saying it's the inmates running the asylum there, but I am saying, three count officials had to make a decision, and that's what it was. And Boomer Payne, I was right there. I was on commentary. He hit TK Stark with the chain. But the record books, there'll be no asterisk by this victory. It'll just say Sons of Steel, successful title defense of the three count tag team titles. Next, we had a match that was a rematch from November, Mission Possible. Tracer X taking out Ace Armstrong. And in my opinion now, Tracer X has now, in three count, he has put himself in line where he could challenge for the next level title or the three count heavyweight title. He could challenge for either one of them. That was a huge win. A great match with Ace Armstrong. A very good match. And so I'm anxious to hear and to see what Tracer X does next in three count pro wrestling. It was announced Ken Magnum would be facing a mystery opponent at this show at Blue Ridge. The mystery opponent turned out to be a young man getting the opportunity of a lifetime. In three count pro wrestling, they always try to say, hey, we are the land of opportunity. And TKO, Terrence Cameron Orion, came out after Ken Magnum blasted the local crowd. TKO came out and challenged Ken Magnum for the three count heavyweight title. And I'm going to tell you, on two occasions, TKO was seconds away for being three count heavyweight champion. But Ken Magnum, as he does, once again, he's the champion. He's the champion. At the end of March, he will have been the champion for one full year. And again, as he does, that full clip DDT out of nowhere on TKO, and Ken Magnum picked up the win. And in the main event, it was a match that was set up in September. It was a match that was supposed to take place in December at Country Santa Clash. Devin Crews challenging Austin Jordan the A-game for the three-count next level title. This was two young men. Let me tell you, they say familiarity breeds contempt. This is two young men. They've been riding the roads together. These are two young men very early in their careers. And it was very clear at the beginning of this match as Austin Jordan got in the ring, he also got in Devin Crews' face. And I'm going to tell you, when that happened, you could see the crowd, for lack of a better term, turn it up a notch. It because they had no idea, they were seeing a side of Austin Jordan. I mean, we've seen the intensity. And let me tell you, intensity is the word to describe this match. Absolutely incredible action. Devin Crews at the end made one mistake, and Austin Jordan hit him with that game changer, and Austin Jordan retained the three count next level title. However, following the match, Ace Armstrong tried to take advantage of, you know, Austin Jordan coming off a long, hard-fought match. Ace Armstrong attacked from behind, saw what was happening, and the Scottish Prince left commentary with a chair in hand, got Ace Armstrong out of there, and as Ace Armstrong was retreating, that's the word I'll use, retreating, Devin Crews put a stop to that, and then it was going to be Devin Crews and Austin Jordan putting their differences aside because they both shared equal disdain for Ace Armstrong. As that happened, the Unbookables, the Sons of Steel, come out. They join in the attack. Pretty soon, everybody's in the ring. And three-count Commissioner Eric Bowman seized on the opportunity. Says, hey, you guys still want to fight? We're going to have a battle royal right here. And everyone involved on the card Saturday night, involved in this battle royal, bodies flying everywhere. And Ken Magnum had his hand raised by Tim Smith, winning the battle royal. As you know, Tim Smith, who's three-count vice president, used to be the business advisor to the Loaded Guns, Ken Magnum. Tim Smith reinstated as vice president, also as an official. So Tim Smith was attacked by Ken Magnum. And just as Ken Magnum was about to DDT Tim Smith, Coach Mack, the track coach for Blue Ridge, came in, put a stop to it, threw Ken Magnum over the top rope. Tim Smith changed his decision and awarded the victory of the Battle Royal to Coach Mack. Again, it was a great, great show. A crowd of between 150 and 175 there at Blue Ridge. Good show and a great, great time. And we're waiting to hear, you know, you can check out Three Count Pro Wrestling on Facebook. You can check out all their old shows on YouTube, and we're waiting to see when their next show is going to be. EWF also had a big show in Forest City. They have started the Mid-Atlantic title tournament. They had four first-round matches that are going to lead into semifinals in 2 weeks. You had Mason Moore defeating Deion Johnson in a first-round match. That's a huge victory for Mason Moore. Huge victory. You had Boris Baranov defeating Boogie Richards, again, in a first-round match to advance. A match that reports say got a little bit chippy between Jamie Lee and Chase Loveless. Jamie Lee got the win. He's moving on to the semifinals of the Mid-Atlantic title tournament. And in the final first-round match, this is a rematch from about a month ago, Austin Bullock getting some revenge and getting a victory over Ben Wright. And Austin Bullock, you've heard me talk about this young man before. What an opportunity. He's going to be moving on in the Mid-Atlantic title tournament. Adam Jackson, who 2 weeks ago came out with Cruiser Lewis wearing the Unbookable shirt, defeated Carson Queen, who was debuting for EWF. The Fallen Angels, another young tag team that I've talked a lot about on this show, defeated the Cocky Little Brats, who were debuting for EWF. We had a stipulation added. 2 weeks ago, the tag team title match was made. Chris Hamrick and Eric Anton set to defend their titles against Myrick Moore and Derek Driver. However, EWF officials adding the stipulation that this was to become a loser leaves town match. So the loser of this match would have to leave EWF for 60 days. Lots on the line. Not just the titles, but your livelihood. And it was Chris Hamrick and Eric Anton continuing their string of successful tag team title defenses. And they defeated Moore and Driver. And so Moore and Driver, they are out as a tag team and will not be able to compete for 60 days in EWF. BB Naturally, who 2 weeks ago won the EWF heavyweight title from Cruiser Lewis when he cashed in. He defended the title later that night against Boomer Payne. Cruiser Lewis invoked his rematch clause, and it was BB Naturally. 2-0 now as champion, successfully defending the EWF heavyweight title against Cruiser Lewis. One of the other huge developments at EWF Saturday night. You heard Big Country has been suspended from competition in EWF. However, he was at the show Saturday night selling merchandise. Big Country confronted the man who has been a thorn in his side for months. He confronted Tyler Storm. Tyler Storm told him that he needed to leave, that he was suspended. And Big Country went to hit Tyler Storm, and Tyler Storm informed him, hey, if you hit me, this suspension is going to become a termination. And it appears from social media that Big Country has made the decision that during his suspension, he will not be present anymore at EWF shows. So this is a huge development. Huge development. As again, time after time, Tyler Storm has been a thorn in Big Country's side, and Big Country probably making the wise decision. You don't want to put yourself in a situation where you're going to lose your job. We're not sure how long the suspension is for. I've heard it's indefinite. So we'll see. However, EWF will be back at the Forest City Armory in 2 weeks. And we're going to have the semifinals of this Mid-Atlantic title tournament. Listen to these matches. These are matches. These are matches you haven't seen anywhere, folks. These are matches. You're going to have to be at EWF in Forest City to see these matches. Mason Moore taking on Mr. ADD Jamie Lee. Men who have teamed together before. Men who have found themselves on the same side of a battle before. Facing off for the opportunity to get to the finals of the Mid-Atlantic title tournament. And then you've got the veteran, the Russian, the vicious Boris Baranov taking on the up-and-comer, the high flyer, Austin Bullock. One of these four men in about a month is going to be the first ever EWF Mid-Atlantic champion. Huge opportunity, the semifinals there in 2 weeks at EWF. You're also going to find out in 2 weeks who's next. BB Naturally, he's taking care of Cruiser Lewis. Cruiser Lewis no longer has that automatic rematch. Who's going to challenge BB Naturally for the title? Chris Hamrick and Eric Anton, they have really been feuding with Driver and Moore for several months now. And now that Moore and Driver are out for 60 days, which tag team is going to step up in EWF to challenge for those tag team titles? Again, check them out, EWF on Facebook. Follow all the action. Lots of new DVDs for EWF coming out with great commentary from yours truly. I'm excited to see that. EWF, again, another great crowd, 200-plus. They continue just to build some amazing momentum in the Carolinas. So let's talk about what's coming up this week in South Carolina. Friday, March 16th, APW is going to be in Chester, South Carolina, there at the APW Arena. There's been a few announces matched. One thing announced is that Jacoby Boykins has been entered into the APW Heavyweight Title Tournament. We haven't seen him in some time there in APW. Two first-round matches announced. Billy Brash. So we won't see the Carolina's title challenge thrown out Friday night. However, Billy Brash is going to put an undefeated streak. He's undefeated in South Carolina 2018. Puts that on the line against Darius Lockhart in this first-round match for the APW heavyweight title. We're also going to see a rematch. These two men were a tag team for a lot of 2017 in APW. The tag team exploded in December. John Schuyler turned on Brady Collins, and earlier this year, John Schuyler got a singles victory over Brady Collins. Brady Collins gets his rematch Friday night. Huge stakes. It's not just about pride. It's not just about revenge. Can the young man, can he put all that aside? Because this is a first-round match for the APW heavyweight title. John Schuyler is a former champion. How big would it be for Brady Collins' career to take on or to take out John Schuyler in the APW title tournament? That would be absolutely huge. That would be absolutely, I can't even really put that into words of what's going to happen. So lots going on there in APW. I've also heard, Rob Killjoy in the tournament as well. Some other former champions in there. Will we see former champion James Drake enter this tournament? You have to go there live, APW, Friday night, March 16th in Chester. You can check them out, Chester APW on Facebook. Carolina's Wrestling Entertainment, who just ran Florence a couple of weeks ago. I've reached out to them for results. Haven't heard anything back. Wanting to get those updated on the website. CWE announced on their Facebook page that their upcoming show Saturday, March 17th in McCall, South Carolina, is going to be shown live on Facebook, that they are moving to produce a Facebook Live show. And it sounds like this is not just going to be a one-time thing. You can go there where the announcement's made. We've seen some other promotions do this. APW in Boiling Springs has shown their entire card, including the intermission, on Facebook Live. So I'm interested to see. Again, Carolina's Wrestling Entertainment is one of those promotions that I'm becoming more familiar with. And they'll be running, again, McCall, South Carolina. Still waiting for the official announcement and address, but you can go check them out. Carolinas, that's plural, Wrestling Entertainment on Facebook. As I've mentioned before, there are several other promotions with a similar name, but check them out there on Facebook. Or you can go to doubledropkick.com, click on the events tab. You see all the events coming up. One of the events coming up, April 21st, PWX has announced they've got their new building there at Hebron Hall. Once a month, they're going to run PWX Pure shows. Now, they used to do this, and the Pure brand has moved to more pre-show matches, opportunity matches for young guys looking to make the PWX main roster. But these monthly shows, it's going to be essentially, for lack of a better term, it's going to be monthly tryouts for PWX. But it's also going to be a place for young men to test themselves against the best young talent in the Southeast. We could perhaps see a talent that hasn't been to the Carolinas or the South a lot, talent from the Midwest, talent from the West, talent from the Northeast coming, trying to get a spot on that main roster, but even more so, making their mark on the PWX Pure brand. You can check them out. They've got their own Facebook page now, PWX Pure Hebron Hall. They're on Facebook. They're on Twitter. Just some great developments there. Let's talk about some shows that are coming up in a few weeks. Trans-South Wrestling, March 31st at the Union Armory. It's been announced Chase Brown taking on Jackson James for that Trans-South heavyweight title. Mid-Atlantic Championship Wrestling, also on March 31st, going to be at Darlington High School for a fundraiser. Brewery Beatdown is going to be in Charleston, South Carolina on April the 21st. This is a promotion that's reached out to us. Should be pretty good. This is Brewery Championship Wrestling running their first show of 2018. Again, check them all out on DoubleDropKick.com, the events tab. So let me just talk a little bit. So I want every week to be unique. So I know the cards for the Trans-South show, for the I know some of the matches for the Brewery Beatdown show, but I don't want to spend 3 weeks going over the same card. I just want to give you a little bit of information every week, and then the week of the show, I'll go over the full card, go over the full rundown, because as you know, card subject to change. Because who wants to watch a show every week and they run down the exact same matches for a month leading up to a show? I don't want to do that, so that's not what I'm doing. I heard somebody tell me, I mentioned this at the beginning of the show, I heard somebody say, hey, I don't really care about your opinion, but I do want the results. DoubleDropKick.com. Tell your friends. They may not even know what a podcast is. Just go to DoubleDropKick.com, click on the results tab, and you'll see all the results we have for South Carolina Pro Wrestling. You're going to see them right there. So speaking of that, something new coming out Wednesday also on the website. I'm going to give you my top five. My top five in three count, EWF, Palmetto Championship Wrestling, and OSCW. I'm going to give you my top five tag teams overall in the promotions we cover, which again, South Carolina, parts of North Carolina, parts of Georgia. And then next week, after this week's APW show, I'm going to give you my top five. In APW, if I need to update my top five tag teams, I will. But look for that. Coming out every Wednesday, I'll be giving you rankings for different promotions. So let me tell you about an exciting thing that's pretty cool to be a part of. April 21st, Battle Zone Wrestling returns to Simpsonville for their first show of the year. And I have working with Battle Zone Wrestling to present what we're calling the Social Media Pass. Now, here's the thing. A lot of times, if you're a podcaster, if you're a YouTuber, if you do a Facebook Live show, if you video interviews with wrestlers, sometimes it's hard setting up these interviews. You have to contact the person, and I've said this to people before. When a wrestler shows up to an event, he's getting paid to be there. He is getting paid to work. He's getting paid to do certain things. There are certain responsibilities that they have to do while they're at the show. And so there are times it works out for you to get an interview. There are times it may not work out for you to get an interview. They may tell you, they may fully intend to give you the interview, but time constraints, things happen, and you don't get the interview you were planning on doing. However, Battle Zone wants to solve all those problems. And on April 21st, they're bringing in Super Hentai, a man who's been all around the world. He's worked in Japan for WMF. He was the first ever Super Indie Champion for International Wrestling Cartel in Pittsburgh. And if you go look at the title history for that title, you will see a who's who of names, guys who will be appearing at WrestleMania this year. And Battlezone Wrestling is making Super Hentai available for podcast interviews beginning 5 o'clock on the day of the show. We've got a special area set up. We only got a few time slots open. This is very limited. This is a very limited opportunity. And so normally, tickets, general admission $10, VIP tickets $20. Social media pass, hey, if you just want a regular social media pass, it's $15. That's general admission seating. That gets you in at 5 p.m. That guarantees you a spot with Super Hentai. Guarantees you a 15-minute time slot to get an interview with a man who's never wrestled in the Carolinas. You want to go VIP, you can get the VIP social media pass, $25. That's front row seating. Plus, all VIPs are getting a Battlezone gift pack. This is going to have, who knows what this is going to be in here. Could be a DVD. Could be Battlezone DVD. Could be other Battlezone merchandise. And so you can get the VIP pass, you get all that, you get in early, you get your time slot with Super Hentai. And we're also trying to line up. Listen, we want to give you the most bang for your buck. You're probably going to get an interview with somebody else too. But we're guaranteeing a limited number of people at time slot with Super Hentai. And on top of all that, you take advantage of the social media pass. You're going to get a shout out from the ring announcer. They're going to promote your podcast to the audience there. And on the Battlezone Facebook page, you send us the information. We're going to promote your podcast on the Battlezone Facebook page. And so it's a win-win. It's a one of a kind interview opportunity. You don't have to worry about finding a quiet place to do it. You don't have to worry about, is the setup going to be right? We're taking care of all that for you. And if you're interested, if you're listening to this and you've got questions or you'd like to reserve your spot for the social media pass today, again, very limited number of these. You can email me at doubledropkickshow@gmail.com. Again, that's doubledropkickshow@gmail.com. And in the show notes today, there will be a link. Maybe you're listening to this and you're not sure who Super Hentai is. Got a link to his career highlights, and also got an event to the Facebook event page for this show. Going to be some great matches that night too. I mean, you're not just getting this interview. You've got a match that's only happened a couple of times before, but it's for the Battlezone U.S. Championship. Michael Judas taking on B.J. Hancock. Again, that's just going to be a great, great match, as I like to say, a contrast in styles. You're going to have Super Hentai making his Carolinas debut. You're going to have Greenville's own Austin Jordan, next level champion for 3 Count. He's making his Battlezone debut. Another match that's been signed, classless Mason Miles taking on Mr. ADD Jamie Lee. That's a match. Not sure if it's happened before. It's never happened in Battlezone. As always, card subject to change, but it's going to be, man, it's going to be a great, great show. So again, if you like the South Carolina Pro Wrestling Report and you want to find out even more, I do a behind-the-scenes edition that releases every Monday to all of our patrons. You can either go to doubledropkick.com. There's a big button right there that says become a patron. Or you can go to Patreon, patreon.com/doubledropkick. You get access to behind the scenes. You become a part of our patrons-only Facebook group. A lot of great conversation there. A lot of growing number of patrons. We're actually getting ready to create other ways. Maybe you don't want to become a patron and pay something monthly. Maybe you want to support the show, but you want to find another way to do it. We're going to make that available to you. But this week on Behind the Scenes, I'm going to have some notes from the weekend shows at 3 Count Pro and Old Crow Pro. I'm going to talk about what's the future hold for these two promotions. I'm going to tell you why I only gave my commentary at 3 Count a B-. I'm going to tell you or teach you how to do some indie wrestling math. We're going to talk about some implications with the South Carolina Athletic Commission regarding this weekend's shows. And as always, you are going to get the very best speculation, rumor, and innuendo. And this week's show I'm really excited about. I did a lot of research into the history of wrestling as in regards to the South Carolina Athletic Commission. So it is information you will not hear anywhere else. You won't hear it on Bruce Pritchard's show. You won't hear it anywhere. You won't hear it. There's a lot of great podcasts here covering Carolina wrestling. We're the only one that covers every promotion in South Carolina. We are committed to that. We are committed. Any promotion that runs in South Carolina, we're going to give them absolute full coverage. We're the only podcast that does that. And not only that, we're going to tell you stuff behind the scenes you're not going to get anywhere else. So, hey, this Friday, Double Dropkick Show will be back. Mark and I are recording this week. It's going to be a great, great show. We're getting back into our Ultimate Fantasy Wrestling Tournament. The final 64 are set. I actually went through and did my own bracket just so Mark Whitman could tear it apart. But we'll see. We'll see. It should be an exciting week. So thanks again. Again, if you want to catch up, doubledropkick.com. We're on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, Google Play. You can catch up on all the old episodes. Subscribe, download, give us a rating and review. Support our sponsors at soscustomtees.com. And as always, for the South Carolina Pro Wrestling Report, I'm Heath Mulliken, and we'll see you at the matches.